And I know there are some who are still gathering together as we join in worship. And as we do so, just a few announcements, and there are a few that is not in our bulletin, and we'll make mention of those that do. We'd like to say a happy Father's Day to whom all that applies. We trust today will be a blessing to you as we gather. We also have the July, August, and September Words of Hope, and they are available. And please make note of that. Barb was going to wonder who those two young men are next to you. Oh, I thought they were visitors, but wow, y'all have grown and gone. It's so good to see y'all today. I would ask you to say something, but I know your voice is down here. But so welcome again. So good to see y'all. And Chrissy, so good to see you. And so good to see Pauline with us. And God bless you as we gather on this day. And Susan, we pray for you last week, and so glad that you're with us today. And we're just tickled pink that all of you are here. And as we gather to worship together within the household of faith. Our July newsletters are due coming up on the 20th. And so if you have an article, like me, that you'll need to write and prepare, why we invite you to have that ready by the 20th of June. Craft classes are moved back to the first and the third Saturdays of the month, and the starting time will now be 2 p.m. So please, if you know some young people who would like to be part of the craft classes, please see Nancy Gore or email at the email in the bulletin. Our mission of the month this month will be Jack's Place, the place that's close to Ellis Hospital, and it is a place to give care to families of Ellis and Sunnyview. And what a worthy cause that is. And also Jenny's Lunch will be on the 26th of June. And notice the outline there, the menu that's before us. And then our church picnic on the 29th. I received a call from a notification from a long-term member who's planning on being with us, and I neglect to mention the name just in case it doesn't happen, but because of travel restrictions. But we're so happy to be able to gather together, and it's good to see Linda back with us. As we know, we've been praying for her for last week as she attended General Synod there in sunny Arizona. 102 degrees was the coldest that they've had there, I think, right on through. And so it's so good to have you back with us. VBS, and please note the dates next month for VBS. And we're still welcoming volunteers to come and to help with that. All right, are there any additional announcements? We wish we. Yes, Nancy.
Concerning VBS, I have posters, so if anybody wants to take a poster to post somewhere around town or wherever, see me at the church.
And posters for VBS. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Are there any others? Seeing none, our help is in the name of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Let us prepare for worship during this time of prelude. Thank you, Linda. He is Lord. Indeed, he is. Let us join together, please, in our introit as we join in singing 593, O Worship the Lord. Synthesis this morning will come to us from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, and skip down to verses 22 to 31. Let us read responsively. Does not wisdom call, does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, in the paths she takes her stand, beside the gates in front of the town, and at the entrance of the portal, she cries aloud.
To you, O man, I call, and my God is the sons of men. The Lord created me at the beginning of this work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth.
When there was no depth, I was brought forth, when there was no springs abounding with water, before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth, before he made the earth with his fields, or the first of the dust of the world.
When he established the heavens, I was
when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the sons of men. Let's continue our worship, please, with our first hymn of praise, hymn number 559. Oh, come, O ye thankful people, come.
Thank you.
please be seated. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he might have mercy upon them, and to our God, that he might abundantly pardon. Let us pray. Triune God, you gather, protect, and care for us, your beloved, through word and spirit. This you have done from the beginning of the world and will do to the end. Have mercy upon us and forgive us for sinning against you. We have not loved one another as we should. We have not sown the seeds of gospel hope. We have not been present for worship. Restore us, Lord. May we give ourselves willingly and joyfully to be the benefit and blessings to one another, that we may truly share one faith, having one calling, and be of one soul and of one mind. Hear us as we spend a few moments in silent prayer and reflection, Holy Father. Hear us as we pray. For the sake of your Son, Jesus, our Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now hear the words that reminds us and assures us that God indeed has heard our prayers. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases. Beloved people of God, believe this good news and let us live in the loving kindness of our God. Lord, have mercy on us. And just before we're seated, let us affirm what we believe by saying, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and of life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Hear these words our Lord Jesus Christ has said. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. The second one is like to it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. On these two commands depends all of the law and all of the prophets. Amen. Now, we haven't done this in a little while, and I'll invite us to do this now. Who is my neighbor? Someone asked Jesus, and Jesus gave that parable of the Good Samaritan. And I ask you, who is your neighbor? So, if you'll look to your right now, look to your left. If you look in front of you, look behind you. All of us here, Linda, we're all by ourselves. So I'll look over to you, Linda. We're neighbors. And not only we who are gathered here, but when we leave this place, those with whom and to whom we gather, they are our neighbors as well. Love your neighbors as we love ourselves. Well, our words of assurance will come to us from Psalm number 8. Craig will be reading. Thank you, Craig.
You're welcome. Wish to follow along? It's on page number 475 in your pew Bible. Psalm number 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth, thou whose glory above the heavens is chanted by the mouth of babes and infants. Thou hast founded a bulwark because of thy foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast established, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou dost care for him? Yet thou hast cast down, thou hast made him little less than God, and dost crown him with glory and honor. Thou hast given him dominion over thy works, thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth.
This is the word of the Lord. Ministry of music, come fill my heart. You have the words in the bulletin before you. Thank you, Linda. Come and fill my heart. Let's take our hymnals, please, and turn to our next hymn of praise, hymn number 262, Holy, Holy, Holy. And hearing Debbie and Pauline's voices as they sing that last verse in the songs there. I want you to know that was all of the Lord. When we chose the hymns, I did not call them. I did not know Pauline would be here today. The Lord knew that. And that's great. So we'll sing that again next week, Pauline. So. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to affirm that you indeed are holy. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Father, we have gathered today to worship you. And we pray that as we read again your scriptures, Father, that you will bless your word, and that your Holy Spirit might open up our eyes of understanding so that we may hear what you have prepared for us. Use my mouth, Lord, to be your instrument. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Our scripture lesson this morning will come to us from the Gospel of John, John chapter 16 and verses 12 through 15. Very small portion of scripture, yet as the Word of God is filled with great truths from God. Well, I'd like to speak for just a moment or two on the subject, making Jesus shine. Making Jesus shine. John chapter 16, beginning with verse 12. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. And all that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. On this Trinity Sunday and Father's Day, we are reminded of the person of Christ. By the way, knowing that today is Trinity Sunday, I jumped the gun and changed the color. So if you would just pretend that this is white before you and not green. Glory, hallelujah. When we have our offertory, I'll change it. That's just the person I am. Change it back. Today's Trinity Sunday. And we're talking about the third person of the Trinity today. We mentioned the Holy Spirit on last week. Remember, we talked about one of the ways the Holy Spirit is described as paraclete, that one who goes alongside. And in our text today, Jesus is speaking, and then he describes the Holy Spirit in a different way. Notice, and the 12th verse, as we read already, Jesus says, describes him as, verse 13 rather, the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. And I like that. That reminds us and affirms to us that whatever the Spirit of God says is of truth. And he will not lead us falsely. He will not lead us in error. And yet our text gives us two things that the Spirit of God does. And so I would like to spend our time this morning just examining those two things that the Spirit of God does. Now, by the way, that this does not mean that these are the only two things that the Spirit of God does. The Spirit of God does a whole lot more. As a matter of fact, when you talk about the Trinity itself, the Trinity is all-inclusive. And yet, there are just two things that Jesus mentions regarding the Spirit of truth. Notice with me, number one, in verse 13, the Spirit will guide you into all truth. Guide you into all truth. That word guide means to lead. It just simply directs us and leads us in the way in which we ought to go. It leads us into all truth. One way perhaps that we might think of that is, imagine that you are going to take a journey and you decide that you're going to, if you have a vehicle, you're going to just drive somewhere that you haven't been before. So you look up an address and you put that address in your GPS and you plug that thing in and you start to drive while you're following the directions of that global positioning system. And you're trusting that system will get you where you need to go, and you'll not hear the words rerouting, rerouting, rerouting over and over and over again. It leads you. The Spirit of God leads us and directs us in the area of truth. Now, this is not anything new, if you please, when you think about the function of the Spirit of God and those things that the Spirit of God does. As a matter of fact, one of the things we know about the Spirit of God is the Spirit of God talks about Jesus and reaffirms what Jesus has said over there in chapter 14. We're going to look to that in just a moment. But in John chapter 14, we're reminded that the Spirit of God is one who speaks about Jesus, whatever Jesus had done and said, and he will bring all those things back to their remembrance. But look over at, if you have your Bibles open, if not, just listen if you would, please. In John chapter 14, and remember Jesus said the Spirit of God will lead us into the truth, will lead us to the truth. Well, that kind of mirrors something that Jesus does. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And then here's where I will bring our attention. And if I go, I will come again and will take you to be with myself. I will receive you unto myself, is the Greek word there. And it brings about the idea of receiving someone unto one's own self. Receiving someone unto one's own self. That's what the Spirit of God does. That's what Jesus does. He receives us unto his own. And one of the ways I thought about that was I went to a little journey in my mind way back when my sons were very, very young. And one of the things I had to do was, one of the things we did was place them in daycare while we were at work. There were times when I would take Garrett and Parker with me in their car carrier to different places, but there are some things you cannot do. You cannot take them to do weddings and funerals and all that. And so we'll be in nursing homes, bless my soul. They tell me that's where I'm heading. With the daycare. And I never shall forget dropping them off and they'll cry their eyes out because daddy is leaving them. But my favorite part of the day was when I went to pick them up. And some of you might remember that. You open the door, the arms are open, and you take them and you receive them to yourself. Well, that's what Jesus does with us. He says, I'm going to my Father's house, and you and I are down here. It's not that he's abandoned us. He's given us his Spirit to live inside of us. But while we're here, he says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And when I'm done doing that, I'm coming again, and I'm going to pick you up, if you please. I'm going to receive you as one of my own. Well, the Spirit of God does that. If we go back to John chapter 16, as in our text, Jesus describes the Spirit of truth this way. He will guide us unto all truth, but he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak them and declare them to us. He will reaffirm his own word. Some of us have the delight of having quiet time or times where we read the scriptures and we pray, and just spend time with God. Some of us may listen to music when we do so and try to find a nice quiet place where we can just reflect upon God's goodness. And in those times, the Spirit of God reminds us of the truth that retains and pertains to Jesus. Jesus said, I'll give you the Spirit of truth, and he will guide you in all truth. And then the second thing that the Spirit of God will do is he will glorify me. He will glorify me. Over in the Old Testament, that word glorify gives out the idea of make shine, to make shine. To glorify gives this idea that you would make the one that you're glorifying look good and look great. And the Spirit of God glorifies Jesus. Anytime the Spirit of God begins to talk or brag about anyone, the Spirit of God talks and brags about Jesus. And if we are filled with the Spirit of God, guess who we begin talking about and bragging about? We begin talking about and bragging about Jesus. I love how the Trinity works. God the Father sends his Son with a message, and what God says, the Son of God says, Jesus says. And then when Jesus said, I'm going to go, I'm going to leave you, that's the opening of John chapter 14. When Jesus said to the disciples, let not your heart be troubled, the reason they were troubled was that Jesus had announced he's about to die. He's gone to Jerusalem to die, so they won't have him there. He said, don't be troubled. I won't leave you alone. John 14, 15 to 16, he begins to talk about the Spirit of God. He said, I'm going to leave you someone who's going to not only abide with you, but be inside of you. And that person will glorify Jesus. And I wonder if, as we are filled with the Spirit of God, in the sense that we follow Jesus and we love him and we seek to do those things that are pleasing to God, how do we make Jesus shine in our lives? Oh, beloved, when we look at our world and all of its troubles, this world needs Jesus. This world needs the light of his goodness and grace. Our denomination, all our faith, our church, all of us, we need Jesus. How do we make Jesus shine in our lives? And Jesus goes on to say in verse 15, as the last, he says, all that the Father has is mine. Therefore I say I will take what is mine and declare it unto you. He doesn't leave us wanting. He doesn't hold things back. He doesn't say, well, I'm not going to share everything with you. Everything that the Father has, he gave to his Son, Jesus. And everything that Jesus received from God, he said, I freely give to you. I freely give to you. So I'll close with these words, not in the words of our text, but back in John chapter 14. You've heard these words. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. I love these words. That where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas, and we kind of give him the moniker Doubting Thomas. We have two Thomases here. I think with just two, right? No other Thomases? All right, okay. We have two Thomases. I'm not going to call you Doubting Thomas, but I'm so glad that Thomas asked this question. He said, Jesus, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? In verse number 6 of John chapter 14, Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you looked at the Greek text in that verse, you will see the words, ego I me, aletheia, ego I me, whatever the Greek word for life is, I forget it right now. And ego I me is the truth. And no one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. I and I only am the way to God, Jesus said, when talking about himself. Jesus said, I and I only am the truth, and I only am life, and no one can come to the Father but through him, making Jesus shine. May God grant us opportunity this week, not only while we're here, but when we walk through those doors and go throughout whatever our plans are today, to shine in such a way that when people see you and me, they also see Jesus. They also see Jesus. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you also, Father, that it, within the proclamation of your word, you declared the spirit of truth. And you remind us that that spirit of truth will guide us to all truth, guide us to you. And then we'll glorify Jesus. Would you help us to help Jesus shine in our world today? We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Right now, we invite our ushers to come to as we receive our tithes and our offering. Praise you for the opportunity to receive these gifts. We ask our blessing upon them in Christ's precious name. Amen. Let us pass in peace. As we gather together, we're so grateful for the opportunity to pass the peace and to share the peace one with the other. And as we do that and come to the portion of our service in which we share our joys, concerns, and prayers, and I'll wait till Jimmy gets back to his. As we share our. Yeah, that's right. And I'll pay for that one later on. Love you, buddy. As we gather for our joys and concerns, I wonder if there's joys or concerns that you would like to share with us. And I see Craig's hand first, and I'll go over to Larry.
Yes, I'd like to share a joy. We have been praying for my coworker and friend Lou Pomerini, who had that massive stroke.
Yes.
I was actually able to speak to him this week. He is up and around. He has regained the full strength on his right side. He is coherent and can speak. He's doing well. He's still in New Jersey. They're going to keep him there another week, and then they're going to bring him to some rehabilitation facility here in New York.
Oh, praise God for that. Thank you so much for the faithful prayers. Continue to pray for Lou as he recovers from his stroke. Larry.
We also have a praise report that this week, Carol and I are going to celebrate our 61st wedding anniversary.
Praise God. God bless you, Larry and Carol. 61 years this week. Oh, yeah. No, I think Carol should be doing that one.
I want to place a nomination for Carol for sainthood.
All right. God bless you as you celebrate. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Yes, Karen.
It's not a prayer or a concern. I forgot to make an announcement earlier that the school snack program is done now until September, since there's only about a week and a half of school left. So don't bring any more in now until September, please.
All right. And so please be mindful of that. And if by accident you do, I know someone who will take care of you. Pray for our world and our nation, and we celebrated Flag Day on yesterday, and yet our news is filled with war and pain and discouragement and different ways that we hurt each other, and pray one for the other. Pray for our leaders, that they may look to God for wisdom and direction, not only our elected officials, but a leadership within our churches as well, and our denomination. Let us go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Good and gracious God, thank you for the opportunity to worship and to gather in this space, to lift our eyes to the hills, for we know our help comes from you, Holy Father. And we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to worship you even in our prayers. And Father, we will say thank you. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for the love that propelled you to take upon the cross so that we might become sons and daughters of God. Father, we thank you that you invite us to ask and to seek and to find. And you invite us to come before the throne of your grace. And so we lift these needs that we've heard. We lift Lou to you. We thank you, Father, that your hand of healing has been upon him and is upon him as he continues to fully recover, we pray, from his stroke, his massive stroke. And we pray that whatever facility that he might be taken to here in New York, I think I heard New York, that, Father, it will be beneficial to restore his mobility on his right side. And we pray for his mind and his speech for recovery. Thank you, Father, for the joys that we have heard as well. And We rejoice with the Deckers as they celebrate their anniversary on this week. We thank you, Father, for many that we have prayed for who are here today, and for your healing hand upon all of our lives. Father, we pray for all who are in the midst of war and bombs and disruptions and and all sorts of protests that will bring about death and sorrow and hurt upon others. Holy Father, we pray for those who are suffering, for whatever their suffering might be. It might be loneliness, discouragement, depression. It may be hunger. It may be fear. Oh, Father, it may be financial distress. Father, you know all of our needs. And Father, as we talked a little bit about making Jesus shine, help us to live in such a way that we might glorify your name in all that we say and all that we do. And Father, as we think about our elected leaders and all those who might lead your people, we pray that each one will look to you for wisdom and discernment and guidance. And Father, we pray for protection upon our leaders as well. And Father, as we spend a few moments in silent prayer, we pray, Holy Father, that you will hear our prayers. And we remember the words you taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we take our hymnals and turn to 380, just a closer walk with thee, one announcement I did forget to make, and hopefully Barb, I'll remember to put it in the bulletin also, and that is that our worship, Sunday worship, changes next month to 9:30. Recall in July and August, we worship together at 9:30, and then we'll resume 10:30 and the first Sunday in September. All right, let's join together, please, in three and in just a closer walk.
As I walk.
keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.